News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have heard in the news that the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has confirmed the Cabinet has approved the purchase of the City West Hotel and Campus in Dublin. The state has been leasing the site since 2020 when it was first used as a COVID vaccination centre. More recently, it's been used as accommodation for international protection applicants. Linda De Courcy is an independent Ireland councillor for that area. She joins us now. Linda, your reaction when you heard this news about the purchase of the City West Hotel by the state?
Morning, Shane. Hi. Yeah, I'm extremely disappointed, but not surprised, because that seems to be their MO in relation to anything to do with IPA centres. It's like, we don't tell anybody what's going on until we suddenly come out with our grand plan that nobody in the area is actually happy with.
Yeah, and it was well flagged. I mean, I'm looking back as far as last December, there was reports in the media suggesting that this was going to happen. So it's hardly come as a surprise.
It is, but it's like anybody who's tried to get any information out of the government has been stonewalled. Like, Independent Ireland had a question in since January, but we haven't had we didn't get an answer from the minister. So, you know, so they've been very, you know, secretive about, you know, the goings on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Again, though, if there's a negotiation process going on to buy the hotel, they're not going to be flagging those negotiations in public.
But shouldn't they be actually finding out what the people of the area want before they make these big decisions? I mean, nobody in the area wants it. 90% of people who have been, and it's interesting, on I don't know if you watched the show last night, Minister Richmond was on with me, and he was saying that, like, I was explaining the fact that since this has all come to light, people have taken up their own time, they've gone out, they've knocked door to door on the houses of the people in Sagres and around, and 90% of people were asked, are you happy with this sale going ahead? And they said no. And Minister Richmond comes out and dismisses that out of hand, saying, like, you know, it's totally irrelevant. But it's not irrelevant. This is the people in the area are not happy with this. Their concerns have not been addressed. I don't know of any minister that's actually gone out and talked to people in the area. No TD has actually gone out and had an open forum saying, come and, you know, like, you know, let's see how you feel about this, because this is where you live. This is where you have.
Okay,
your
but
house,
if we did that in every area where asylum seekers, where international protection applicants were going to be housed, you'd never house anyone.
No, you wouldn't. And this is the thing, because at the end of the day, nobody wants it in their area. So, and it's like, when it's a temporary issue, it's one thing, but when it becomes a permanent, you know, like the biggest hotel in the country is now going to, well, not the whole hotel, of course, it's just the actual hotel and conference center. It's not the Ark, and it's not the Golf Hotel.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so it's becoming a permanent. So it's like, you know, for all of time per se, unless the government decides to sell it again, it will actually be a permanent IPA center. And it's the permanency that is the thing that's really upsetting local people, that they'll never get their hotel back. Most communities believed the government, although I think believing the government is probably, you know, a bit naive to believe anything they say, but they believed that, you know, when this emergency was over, that they would get their hotel back, or their community would kind of go back.
But as you say, it's not the entire hotel. You make that point yourself. It's not exactly a badly serviced area, is it?
Well, what do you mean by badly serviced? Like, I mean, the area needs schools, they need doctors, they need investment. Like, there's the number of houses and apartments that have been built there in recent years. Like, you know, it used to be, because it used to be a small sleepy village. Now it's, you know, the population has, it's one of the fastest growing towns in the country, if not the fastest growing. I think Newcastle, which is just around the corner, is actually slightly faster.
Okay.
So it's not well.
But to come back to come back to the question, if not here, where do international protection applicants or asylum seekers, where are they to be accommodated?
Well, this is the issue. Like, and again, the point.
Yeah,
I raised,
but I'm asking you the,
like,
question, because you're saying you're opposed to this, but where do we put them? Because they have we have a duty to accommodate people. We have a legal duty to do so.
The government has a duty to its own people. The government has national obligations.
Yeah, it goes wider than that, though. It doesn't just.
Extent,
it,
but
no, but sorry, Linda, let me make the point. It doesn't just have a national duty. It also has legal international duties to accommodate asylum seekers.
We had an opt-out clause. Denmark and Ireland had an opt-out clause. They chose to opt in.
Your argument is we shouldn't have any asylum seekers.
My argument is the government has made this issue 100 times worse than it could be, because they've basically said we're not taking the opt-out clause that was available to us. They've signed the Irish people up to the EU Migration Pact, which, if people had been told, if there had been a referendum, it wouldn't have gone through. Nobody wants this. The vast majority of people don't want this.
Well, we don't know that's the case. You're making that supposition.
You've just said nobody wants an IPA centre.
I didn't say that. You said that. I said if you went around asking people, will we have this accommodation, we'd never ever get anything. We'd never ever get anything done. That was the point I made.
Yeah, well, the point is that because people in the areas that they've been put in don't want them. I mean, it's like this is no area. Like people have taken Ukrainians. They have kind of been very welcoming, you know, when Ukrainians have gone in all over the country. And that's kind of that was one thing. But this is just, you know, the government is refusing to control this issue. They're making the issue worse. And then they're saying you just have to take this permanently in your area. And, you know, If you give out about it, well, we'll just totally ignore you and we'll put it in anyway.
Okay, Linda De Courcy, Independent Ireland Councillor for the City West area. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.